I'm joined today by Sigmund Brouwer, author of Broken Angel, to talk about book two in his Merlin's Immortal series for young adults. Hi, Sigmund. It's good to talk to you again.
It's great to have a chance to talk about Merlin's Immortals. Thank you.
In The Orphan King, Thomas is a young man pursuing a destiny he doesn't quite understand. Can you summarize his journey to Magnus for me?
You know, it's even worse than not quite understanding. All he knows is that there are unseen enemies. He knows he has some great powers that they're seeking. He's not even sure of the power that he has. It's set in medieval England, and there truly is a conspiracy behind all the people that he meets. And his journey to taking the kingdom of Magnus involved a cryptic knight, someone he doesn't know he can trust, a pickpocket child thief, a beautiful silent woman he discovers he definitely can't trust. And at the end of The Orphan King, he has taken the kingdom, but at the beginning of Fortress of Mist, he's discovering that's only the beginning.
Now, Fortress of Mist is the second book of the Merlin's Immortal series. Tell me more about what a Merlin's Immortal is, and why would it be important for a young reader who's learning about Christian history?
Well, you see, it's difficult to tell you much about what a Merlin's Immortal is in detail, because Thomas is yet to discover that. And in the Fortress of Mist, he learns a little more. He knows that he essentially has to choose between these unseen enemies who promise they'll allow him to keep his kingdom if he follows them, and threaten to take it away. And when he refuses to follow them, he does lose the kingdom. So he's learning that he can't be an island. He needs to find someone to trust to help him. He's learning that if he endures these troubles, he'll be stronger. And I think it's safe to say he's also learning that there is more to being human than just the life on this earth, that the choices he makes definitely have immortal consequences.
Now, what lessons will Thomas be encountering in Fortress of Mist as he tries to be Lord of Magnus? Who's his support team? And he had some romantic challenges in the last book. Does he have that all figured out now?
He doesn't have anything close to figured out. His romantic challenges are just going to get worse. Poor guy. He doesn't even know who's visiting him when she shows up as a messenger, and it really makes life difficult on him because he wants to trust her but believes he can't trust her. His support team has essentially disappeared on him. So the irony is that while he has to learn that he can't be an island, he needs help, and he doesn't have anyone around to help him at this point.
Now, Sigmund, you've got an extensive travel schedule, speaking in schools around not only the United States, but in Canada. But tell me a little bit about what you cover in your school visits and what your mission to schools and what you want kids to know about reading.
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun looking at an audience of 450 kids, knowing every teacher and librarian is listening, and to tell them that I think books are boring. Because it sure gets everyone's attention. Books are boring. Reading and writing is merely a delivery system. It's what reading and writing delivers that matters so much. So while I say books are boring and reading is boring, books become amazing when they deliver story. And I think too often we get hung up on reading and writing when we work with kids, when really it is about story. And story is such a powerful engine to get them to read and to get them to write, that the irony is, while we need them as adults to be excellent at information writing, because reading and writing also delivers information, the best way to get them to improve their writing skills so that they are capable at information writing is to let them have fun with story. So that's my total focus when I go into schools. Capital S, capital T, capital O, capital R, capital Y, story. And that's how I try to hook kids on reading. And that's what I love doing when I go to schools, is grabbing those kids who have yet to discover that reading's fun when you get story through reading.
Sigmund Brouwer has been my guest today. It's always great to connect with him. And he's been talking about book number 2 in his Merlin's Immortal series for young adults. Thanks again, Sigmund. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks for the chance to talk.